Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, everybody, as you always are, on Fridays, 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, and of course, wherever you are out there listening in the world, you're invited for another wonderful show today. Another inspirational guest. One of the best books on spiritual guidance that I've read in a really long time. You know, I always talk about the connection between our inner higher selves, as I call it, and others. And of course, I've had people who specialize in physics and the quantum and, you know, the real science deal, which is the real deal, as you guys know by now, hopefully, from listening to my show. But also, you know, I love to talk to people who have been inspired or who have been able to see certain things and allowed special gifts in their lives early in order to share these amazing experiences with us all. And my special guest today is going to do just that. We're talking about his latest book, and he's also a best-selling author of other books, which we'll talk about as well briefly. But his latest book is called Walking with My Angels. And what's really cool about it is it's a true story. It's a true story. And it's going to blow you away what you're going to hear today. Because Keith Leon S., the author, is not only a best-selling author, he's also a singer and songwriter, public speaker, and always in touch with his creative energy. So the deal is that Keith opened himself to be a receptacle for spirituality, and it really allowed him, as he will share with you today, to witness some extraordinary events in his life. And Keith also discusses the duality of, you know, how we live, you know, back and forth, and how kind of it's been confusing for him from time to time, being divided into two parts, because we all have that, right? We're all skeptics. Oh, come on. Did I just imagine that? We always doubt ourselves, and then there are times that we get a peek into the reality of those who are around us and those who guide us and those who help us. So we're going to find more out about that as Keith Leon talks about his book. And again, we'll tell you how you can get more information about Keith, where he's going to be speaking, some workshops, and also how to get his book, which is most important of all. And so many people have given him accolades. And we're talking Joe Vitale, Jill Lublin, all these people who he's worked with, including Jack Canfield, Neil Donald Walsh, can never say that correctly, Michael Beckwith, Marianne Williamson. And also he's a musician as well. He's been gifted with making music and creating it. He's worked with Stevie Wonder, Ben Vereen, Nancy Wilson, Kembo, and on and on and on. So there's so much more to tell you about him, but we're going to talk about his book right now. So let's get with it. Keith, welcome to the couch here. How are you?
Hi. It's a pleasure to be on the couch today, and I have to say this couch is extremely comfortable.
I am so glad to hear that. I try to make it that way.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I see you can take your shoes off and, you know, just kick back. And we're going to inspire some people today, because I loved reading your book, Walking with My Angels, and just Thank opened you. Up some things within me, as I will know that a lot of listeners are going to be inspired by what we have to talk about today. So maybe we just jump right in here and talk about were some of the things that started you on your path of connecting you to, as you call angels, you call them angels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I could hear my guardian angel's voice since I was a child. And the interesting thing is I could always tell where this spirit was because I could audibly hear it. Mm. So if he was like up in the ceiling over to the left, I could hear him. Mm. If he was like right over my shoulder, I could hear him there. Wherever he was energetically and physically, I could hear him in that place. Mm. And I love what you said, because I want to be clear that I call this voice angel, yep. guardian angel.
Yes.
But I've heard it called, like you said, higher self. I've heard it called inner guidance. I've
yes.
heard it called intuition.
Yes.
I've heard it called so many things. And what I love is I like to say it doesn't matter what you call it as long as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There you go.
And it's about opening up to that guidance that we already have. All of us innately have inside of us. But we have so many things going on, so much noise
yes,
going on,
yes.
that sometimes we forget to listen when we ask a question for the answer.
Especially nowadays, right, Keith? I mean, doesn't it seem like there's so much chaos, you know, and so much
yeah.
information and so much comparison and TMI in social media, you know, it's just kind of like, we're overwhelmed with things. So this, I think it's sort of hard to discern and listen to our higher self or get in contact with those beings. And
yeah.
we'll talk more about that, that are around
mm-hmm.
us. But so you started hearing these voices and I'm not saying that, you know, you have some kind of a chemical imbalance or anything. I mean, these were real and these were not your so-called imaginary friends, as a lot of people say, right?
Right. And that, there's just a funny story about that is my mom's friends did think it was an imaginary friend and they would tease me about it. And so at one point my angel said, tell them to buy gold. And I was like, what? Tell them to buy gold. And this was like the 70s, right? And so I said, hey, my angel's telling you to buy gold. And they're like, oh, you're cute. You're adorable.
Right.
And within a few days, that huge gold raise rush or whatever they call it,
yes.
Gold went up, like tripled, quadrupled, went way, way up.
Oh,
and so they came back after that, having missed out,
yes.
and said, what else does your angel say? And so I asked him, what else do you want to tell them? And he said, tell them they should have listened to you the first time.
I love that. That's so cute.
And after that, even my mom started leaning in and was like, huh, you know, started really noticing
right.
when I was saying things and how they were coming true, really, in my life.
So when you were a little guy, you were very open
yeah.
to hearing some of this information and higher wisdom.
Yeah.
And did you kind of think it was weird, or did you think that everybody else had the same experiences? And did it scare you? I mean, what was going on?
Right. Well, I knew that most of the other kids weren't hearing their angel.
Yeah.
However, they did learn to trust mine over
okay.
time.
Okay.
There would just be proof where I would say, I'm not going to do that. I won't do that.
Mm.
And then they would do it, and then they would get in trouble in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, if I said, I won't do that, they'd go, okay. And they just change their mind and not do that.
Interesting.
And so I wasn't scared, really. I was at that point, I was just really happy to have someone to guide me, because
mm-hmm.
my father was absent. He wasn't there. My mom was manic depressive and in the bed. And my poor sister as a teenager was trying to raise me.
Sure.
You know,
bless her heart.
And do the best she could,
yeah.
which she needed to just be able to hang out with her friends and have fun. She
right.
was having me tag along.
Aww.
So I was just happy to have that guidance to keep me out of trouble.
Sure. Well, bless her heart. What a lovely soul she, you know, has been. To help
mm-hmm.
you and all that. So so she kind of helped you and guided you along and everything. Now, I am so sorry. I'm just going to ask this. I have to, because I'm a psychologist and, you know, that's just what we do sometimes. So my colleagues would say, well, you know, Keith really kind of needed some guidance. So he kind of created these voices or, you know, helpful people and everything like that to help guide him through, you know, living with the trauma of having a mom who's bipolar and an absentee father and not really having a lot of guidance or, you know, not
mm-hmm.
thinking or knowing you were loved. So you kind of created these things in your life in order to, you know that you were a worthy soul. Well, what would you say to that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that a voice that I made up, I wouldn't think would keep me and help me from getting molested behind the church one time. Told me like exactly what to say to get out of that situation.
Wow.
That voice also, there was a little girl that my mom and I passed many times on our walk, and the voice said that girl is going to be your wife.
Wow.
One day. And so I kind of, and so every time we walk by her, I go, "Hey, mom, my guardian angel said that's going to be my wife. That's my future wife." And I would notice her, and I would notice her playing in front of the apartment building, and then we'd go up the alley, and I would hear her voice coming out of this window, like playing in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many years later, when I met this girl, and we were teenagers now, like she was 18, I was 19.
Yeah.
My idea of that girl grown up, like I knew what her face would look like, what she felt like. And then when I saw her, I knew it was her.
Wow.
Eventually I did end up driving her to her house, showing her, this is where you played. That was your bedroom window and all of that. And she went from, this guy's a kook to wow. Well, if a guardian angel told you that we're to be together, maybe I should at least give you a chance.
Wow. So cool. What a great story. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So
there's just so much seeming evidence of what the voice was telling me coming true over and over and over again. And so either if I made it up, then I was accessing something, right? Because it was whether intuition, inner guidance, whatever, and it was telling me these things. And that's why I say I'm unattached to what anybody calls it, because I just know that I have the evidence. I heard the voice that did what it told me, and it just worked every time.
Wow.
After time.
That's so cool. So can you share with the audience your earthbound angel that you talk about? And do you suppose this was the person or entity that was with you since you were a little guy?
That's a great question.
I'm trying to figure
I love
this
question.
Out. Thank you.
Well, I had my guardian angel and I had that voice. And then as documented in the book, I ran into this earthbound angel in my early 20s. And this man came to my place of employment, and he was just a guy, and he was quiet, and he was mysterious, and he rarely spoke. But when he did, everybody leaned in, and they were listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became kind of like, wow, this man is cool. I want to hang out with him. And as we got to know each other through work, I eventually said, "Hey, you want to hang out after work?" And he's like, "Sure." So we started hanging out, and he started questioning me about my beliefs. And by that time, it wasn't as strong as when I was a child.
It was
next to none by this time.
Huh.
And so once he kind of got to know me well enough that I trusted him, he said, "Do you trust me?"
Said,
"Yeah." And so he took a ring that I wore on my person, put it in his hand, and did what they call a life review. And he told me everything about from when I was born up until when I was 8 years old,
when my
stepfather passed away with that ring on.
Whoa.
I could tell he had saw the death of my father, because he just like shook and quaked and went, "Oh God," and handed me the ring back. And I was
oh my God.
And so there was no Google back
then. Yeah, right.
So I knew that there's no way he could know this stuff about me unless he was who he said he was. And predicting world events. And at one point he finally said, "Do you trust me?" again.
Right?
And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, I guess I should tell you then." I said, "Tell me what?"
Yes.
and that's when he said, "I am an earthbound angel, and not one that just does good deeds, but what a real earthbound angel is an angel that is in the flesh.
So
etheric, sent in the body.
Yes.
To assigned to certain people, to befriend those people, to get them to trust them enough so that we can tell them why we're here and what we're here to do. So for you, I'm here to do a number of things, to take you from believing in nothing to believing in everything.
Wow.
Because you're a difference maker on the planet. Who you are on this earth makes a difference in the future. And if you were to die before your predetermined expiration date, it would have a not so great effect on the planet.
Wow.
So I'm here to work with you, to teach you, and at one point I will do two things: reveal your purpose to you and save your life. And once I save your life, then you need to let me go, because I need to go on to the next person I'm assigned to and help them.
Oh, wow. That is so interesting. By the way, in case you guys just tuned in, you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle. And my special guest is Keith Leon S. He's the author of his latest book. He's a best-selling author, of course. And you're going to check out his other books as well, which are very inspiring. This one's called Walking with My Angels. It's a true story. And it really does sort of keep reading through it. He takes you on a journey of his life and some of the amazing things that unfolded because he was open to getting information from who he calls his angels. And we can call it anything we want, folks. We can call it our higher self, the spiritual world, the field, whoever special guides are out there in the world. So it's a great book. We're going to tell you how you can get hold of it at the end of the show as well. So don't you go anywhere. And if you guys have to miss this, all the shows are up in the archives tomorrow on iTunes podcast for free. It's on the couch and also right here in the archives on LA Talk Radio. So we're going to talk. You know what, Keith? I just flashed on this. What really is interesting to me, this sounds like the story of Way of the Peaceful Warrior in a way that Dan Millman book.
Yes.
And Socrates was sort of his guide. They made a movie of that, as a matter of fact. And that was a great film. But that's a real story that, Dan speaks about. So isn't that cool?
And as an aside, when I read that book, which was given to me by a teenager because I watched his life completely change and transform by reading it, when I read it, I thought for sure that Dan followed me around and chronicled my life and just followed me down and wrote everything down. Because like the way my angel proved that he was, my angel was the same.
Yes.
And so I had to omit things that were just ultimate crossover of that book because I was like, people just think I ripped off Way of the Peaceful Warrior, but I thought he followed me around and stole it from me. So it's just so, it was so incredible reading that. I was like, I'm wondering if this is the same angel.
Possibly so. Shared angel. Mm-hmm. So who are these individuals, beings, what as we call them? Where are they coming from? Did you get any information as to why he chose you specifically in your life? And why do they choose? Do we all have them? And why do they choose us? Lots of questions, I know, but I'm just so excited.
he told me that thing about that I was here to make a difference on the planet and that I would otherwise die before my pre-expiration date if he didn't work with me, and that would have a not so great effect on the planet is the words that he used. And so I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because I didn't even have any idea why I was here. I was in my early 20s, and I was in my kind of deep, dark drug phase is what I call it. So I was like, what the heck do I have to offer?
Right.
And that's what he was here to teach me. Take me from believing in nothing to believing in everything so that he could finally reveal to me my life purpose and why I was here. And saved my life. And so he did. He did everything that he said he would do, put me on my path, and ultimately did end up saving me. And then once he did that, then I had to let him go, which was not easy to do. My guardian angel kept me from, like I said, being molested behind the church. Mm. He did so many things to prove to me who he was. Mm-hmm. Well, this angel did the same.
Yes.
Every day by performing miracles. He'd show me a miracle on Monday, and by Tuesday I'd be like, oh, come on, I made that up.
Right? Yes,
in my head.
Right.
And I had a thick skull. He had to show me miracle after miracle after miracle and even have me do them before I could finally go, oh, wow, so there is more than I can see. There is anything that I can imagine, and these were his words, anything that I can even imagine in my head is not only possible, but most likely absolutely true.
And these were non-drug induced,
encounters
that you were experiencing. Wow. So you also talk in your book, Walking with My Angels, about your out-of-body experiences. Well, I think you had several of them possibly, but how you met beings of light who sort of also came to help you as well. There's other sort of folks around you in the unseen, as we may say.
Yeah. That was one of the things he had to do to ultimately reveal my purpose to me was he gave me something that he had on his person at all times, this like mini screwdriver that he, because he was a mechanic, you know, just like the guy with the piece of wire. And and he had me put that on, and then I went to sleep that night, and he said, "I'll see you later. Put this on your person and go to sleep."
Okay.
So I did that, and then at one point I just sat up out of my body, and I was more awake than when I'm awake, and if for lack of better words, like I knew at any time I could jump back in my body, and
wow.
I was in full control of that.
Yes.
And so I found myself kind of hovering over my body, and then he joined me, and then he's like, "What do you think?"
I'm scared.
He's like, "So let's go." Yeah. And so we together rose up through the ceiling, up into the sky, flew out over the city, over the woods, and then there was a fire, and we came down to the fire, and then kind of floated and sat down around the fire, and that's where these beings of light and avatars and a dark-skinned Jesus-looking man was there, and they all shared with me like what I was here to do, what my purpose was, and gave me my steps of how to do this, and so I downloaded all the information that they gave me. Some it was just through words, some it was through energy, some I could hear the words but their mouth wasn't moving.
Right.
I mean, there was so many different cool ways of receiving this information. And then eventually it was time for us to go, so we floated back, we came down through the ceiling. He left and said, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
My angel. And then as I hovered over my body, I took some time with that. And I watched myself breathing, and I watched myself sleeping, and it was just like, this is not a dream.
Yes.
This is so real. And so then at one point I said, I am going to jump into my body now. And so I turned around and fell in, and the second I fell in, I sat up and was just like, whoa.
What the heck was that? Right?
That was my dream.
Wow.
Yeah. So the next day when he was like, so what happened last night? I said, like, you don't know.
Right. Right? Exactly.
Please tell me anyway.
Right.
And so I did. So I proceeded to tell him what happened. But I could only remember what that first one said. And I asked him, why can I only remember what the first one said? I remember receiving information, but not what he said.
Yeah.
And he said, it's too much for you right now. You're brand new. Mm. What you received was your next step. And that's it. And that's all you can take right now. But as you go through and you do that next step, you'll remember, have a memory, have a dream, hear, right, what that one told you. And then you'll implement that. Mm-hmm. And then through your life, you'll be visited and you'll remember everything that you were told.
Right.
And that's going to come over the years through your life. And so that's how I've been receiving the information from that time ever since.
Wow. That is such a cool story. I love that. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, as always here on LA Talk Radio. I'm speaking with an amazing author and musician and a creator who's shared this book with us finally. It's been a while, but he was told to finally write it, bring it out to us. It's called Walking with My Angels. It's a true story, Keith Leon S., and it's amazing. If you are a skeptic about what we're talking about, that's cool. Read the book, check it out. There's a lot of people who, you know, giving him accolades, Joe Vitale, you know, and Jill Lublin, and so many people have said, this is an amazing book. You've got to read it, folks, because it's the real deal. And so however y'all want to interpret it, I do think that there are, you know, entities or whatever we want to call them in the unseen who help guide us. I just wanted to ask you something. Do you think some of these folks are people who have been with us and have passed on who are guiding us? Because I get people coming to me and saying, I swear that was my, you know, dad who, you know, passed away early, and he came and he was always giving me this great advice. And I heard this voice tell me not to go to this thing today because something was going to happen. And lo and behold, there was this horrible accident, you know, things like that. So, do you suppose some of these folks are...
Absolutely. The cool thing about being on the other side, and so I like to say, we we have this part of us that is a body, mm-hmm. right? And in this body is energy, and we're made up of pure energy. Like when you break it down to neurons, and just it's just energy bouncing around. Mm-hmm. And so there's this part of us that's energy showed up as a body, but then we're also part of the energy that is everything that
yes.
people call God, spirit, universe, mm-hmm. that call family members, call that have passed, that call, mm-hmm. you know, and we have direct access to all of this, mm-hmm. and they also have direct access to us. Mm-hmm. So because they're that person who has passed now, father or whoever it is, mm-hmm. is pure energy,
right.
then they're not bound by space and time. Mm. So they can be with your family in heaven, if that's what you believe. And mm-hmm. then they can also be right by your side at mm. the same time helping you.
Yes.
They can be backwards, forwards, frontwards, sideways. There is none of that. That's just right. how we relate to things so we can get to work on time.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
They're not bound by any of that. So they can whisper in your ear and tell you something. And then if you don't even hear the whisper, mm-hmm. they can download that intuition that just tells you to take a left instead of a right, even
right.
though you always go left, or you always go right.
Right,
and you took
right.
a left that time and then found out that there was an accident that
right.
day and you would have been in it.
Yes.
You know, they just show up in so many ways, some of them subtle,
mm-hmm.
some of them literal.
Mm-hmm.
Right, those of us who have to have the guts, the audacity to write about this, to go out and say these words in front of people, need it literally.
Yes,
we need to hear
exactly.
a voice, see an angel. We need to have proof if
right.
we're going to go out and have the guts to say this stuff. But if that's not your motive and not your plan and not what you're doing, and you just want that access, sometimes it's going to be more subtle for you. It's
yes.
going to be about keeping an intuition journal.
Yes.
Your side.
Oh,
first
that's
intuition
lovely.
Journal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And every time you have a question, write that question down
mm-hmm.
and then ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spirit, God, angels,
mm-hmm.
dad,
mm-hmm.
whoever you want to ask, mm-hmm. anybody, all of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get,
come
find
on down.
The answer to this question because
yeah.
I haven't been able to get it in my head. I
yes.
haven't been able to get the answer to this. Give me the answer to this. And whatever your first instinct, your first answer to that question
yes.
is, write it in your first instinct journal. And then trust it, because right behind that will come the doubter, will come the second,
exactly.
third, fourth, hundredth instinct, and it'll try to talk you out of
yes.
believing that part of you that accessed
yes.
the truth, that accessed the answer. So if you are willing to have that first instinct journal and say, no matter what I write in here, I'm going to trust it because
yes.
it was first,
mm-hmm.
and you just made that one change in your life,
mm.
you would see so much change, so many positive things happen in your life with just one little tool.
Oh, that's beautiful.
First instinct journal.
I love that, Keith. You know, it's so interesting because I do have a lot of folks who I see, you know, and they come to me and say, how do I know the difference between my paranoia and my fears and the information that I'm getting? And I say, well, you got to connect with that intuition. But in your book, Walking with Angels, you really do sort of help people and give them some of the tools, which we'll talk about in just a little bit as well. So that's a great one, the
mm-hmm.
intuition journal, because that's true. That first instinct is you've got to learn how to just grab that, because you're right. You know,
yeah.
that frontal lobe of our brain, you know, the linear part that says, oh, my God, what if this? And then I could do that. And then, you know, this person will, it's like, stop. You know, you've just got to know that very first, you know, guidance voice within you. And that's so important, and how to get in touch
mm-hmm.
with that. I think a lot of people can benefit by your book because they can learn sort of how to tune in, as it were, you know, to that kind
yeah.
of thing. So will you say that we all sort of have at least one guardian angel or one, as you call it, or one entity or situation who guides us? So I know you've had this question asked before. What about those folks who've had some really unfortunate situations? I mean, I have a family member who's had so many illnesses, heart attacks, cancer, diabetes, concussion. I mean, this poor individual is just feels like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? And they're really a lovely person, you know? So they're sort of like
yeah.
saying, God, and they're not overly religious per se at all. They were spiritual a while back, but when life started beating them up, you know, they sort of said, okay, whatever, what am I supposed to learn from this? So You know, there are people that I see every day who are suffering, and you know, they say, "Come on, you know what? If there is a higher power, or if I have guides, why is this all happening to me?" So, what would you say to them, Keith?
Yeah, well, I know we all have at least one guardian angel, and basically they have two jobs. One is love you unconditionally. So they're like your mom. They're going to love you no matter what you do, right?
Yes.
They're going to love you unconditionally. And then they're to get you to your predetermined expiration date. So that means, like, you leave the planet, right?
Yeah.
And anything other than that, we because we have free will, we must ask for the guidance. We must ask them to step in and do anything other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're having illness, if we're having these other things show up, and if they don't literally take us out to where we leave the planet, then either, and it could be a combination of everything, right? Either there was like a huge lesson in that. I know people have had illness and came out on the other side from non-belief to believing in everything and being open and having intuition and now being led and guided and then end up teaching other people that. And so that was why that happened to them. I just have to know that there's always some higher calling, higher purpose to whatever happens to us. And when I look back at all the things that seemingly seem like they were negatives in my life. So, you know, my divorce, right? All these things that seemed negative. When I look back on them later, then I can always see the blessing, and I can always see why that was a good thing. And so what I decided years ago was when something hits me in the stomach and feels like, like a negative, I say, I'm going to call this good, because here's what I know.
Yes.
A year from now, 2 years from now, I'm going to know this is good and why it was a miracle for me.
Wow.
So if I call it good now, in this moment, even though it doesn't feel good, if I just know that it's for me, not against me, perhaps that will help me to discover the gift sooner, not a year later. Maybe I'll see the miracle now if I just call it good. And so how is this good? How is this for me? Because it's John DeMartini, one dear friend and mentor. He says the quality of our questions will bring forth, right?
Exactly.
What we manifest in our life.
Right.
So that question, instead of why did this happen to me, and the universe going, well, I don't know why. Let's keep giving you reasons to ask why.
Yeah.
Right? If we say, what is the blessing in this? What is the beauty in this? How is this for me? And we start asking that question.
Yes.
And then we may hear that whisper. We may discover and reveal in our lives quicker why this is a good thing for us. And then it's what we take that information and do with it that can help us heal quicker or see the miracle and see how we're supposed to step into leadership or share with others or whatever we are to do from that experience.
Yes.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. That's lovely. Thank you for that. And, you know, perhaps that's what your guardian angel was saying to you when he said, you know, some of us aren't really ready. You're not quite ready yet, because possibly you weren't asking, what's the blessing in this icky stuff in my life, you know? And when you kind of crossed over and learned that, then they said, okay, yeah, Keith, you're ready to go. Let's go. Let's infuse you with more knowledge and you know, higher guidance. So that's very cool. So we talked about the intuition journal, you know, writing questions and then, you know, waiting for that. And how do you write the great questions, you know, and also asking what is the blessing in some of these things that I perceive as negative in my life? What is the blessing in this? And you also talk about how to sort of open our hearts and create more, as you say, miracles in our lives. Are there any other ideas that you can share with listeners, not to, you know, spoil any great stuff in your book? But
Oh, no. You'll read it in a different way, even if you hear it now,
cool.
if you read it in the book. So I'll share it all. There are two main things that I do that really, really have served me and opened up everything for me. And so the first is called evocation. So that's sitting down every morning and saying, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, will you be with me today? Walk by my side. Tell me what I need to hear. on this interview, be with me, speak through me. If there's something that you want me to tell people on this interview, say it through me, right? So I evoke them to be with me by my side, to whisper, to show up in ways that I can see, sense, feel, and know that they're with me, and even put words on things. And sometimes the words come out in different ways than I would use. And then I know that's not me.
there you go.
So I ask for that guidance. So show up for me, be with me. And then I say, I appreciate this, you know, thank you. However you want to thank them.
Yes.
And so it is. And amen, or however you like to wrap up when you pray or do an evocation.
Yes.
So evocation is huge. And then it's like, because we're on radio right now, I'm going to talk about the old radio with the dial.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, for you young kids, back in the day, we used to have to use a dial to get our station in. And we had to go left and right and left and right. And we had to really fiddle with that thing a long time before the station would finally come in crystal clear.
Exactly.
But once it was clear, it was gorgeous, right? And so this is what this is like with tapping into your inner guidance system, your intuition, angel, spirit, God, universe, whatever you want to call it, divine download. I just knew something I didn't know yesterday.
Yes.
I just doesn't care what you call it.
Yes.
This evocation, this asking now puts us, takes them out of the two things, love you unconditionally, get you to your predetermined expiration date. Now they go, now I can get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you bring an awareness to that, now you go out in your everyday life with that focus, with that dial focused in, now you're going to see the ways that they're showing up for you every day in your life, and you didn't notice before.
Wow.
So that's one tool, evocation, one tool. The second one changed my life forever, and I did this on my second book, The Who Do You Think You Are book project.
Okay.
I decided that instead of doing my to-do list the way I did before and it had failed over and over and over again,
right,
with this book, I was going to take my list, put it aside, sit down with one question, the next step, right? One question, and ask the question, and then wait until I got the answer. So I call this sit, ask, listen.
Okay.
So I would sit down, I would ask a question, and then I would listen until I received the answer.
Ah.
One time, I waited 2 days.
Whoa.
2 full days.
That's
before
serious.
I got the answer.
That's like some serious
asking
monk stuff, right?
Yeah. So I went to the restroom and I ate. Other than that, I was sitting down.
Right.
As in that question.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a whole project like that.
Wow.
And every time I downloaded, is the word I would use, but received the answer to the question, it was so blatantly not what I could have come up with in my head.
Wow.
It was full processes.
Yes.
How to ask Bob Proctor, John, 10 people from the movie The Secret to be in the book. How would I ask them in a way that they would say yes to interview with someone that they never heard of?
Yes.
And I downloaded what I call an elevator email and write asking, and they told me how to ask. And so I just took notes, followed what I was told, asked 68 people to be in the book, or 80 people to be in the book, and got 68 yeses.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And the 12 no's, 10 was the publicist who said no because that person had a book coming out at the same time. You know how that is.
Sure.
And so out of 80, only 2 people said no.
Oh my God.
And that's
God.
Just because they didn't want to be vulnerable enough to the questions I was asking was going to have them expose themselves.
Yeah.
So those 2 people were like, I'm not out like that.
And okay. Right. That's
so
okay.
Really, it was, to me, that felt like 80 yeses. It felt like those 2 were not a match.
Yes.
Ken
were
the publicist and 68 yeses. So that's unheard
of. Wow. That is unheard
of. There's no way that Keith, who previous to then, I had asked all the greats for support.
Yes.
And been turned down by all the greats over and over again.
Yes.
Because before, I was coming from a needy place. Like, I needed them to make my project great.
Yes.
And so when my energy was needy, they were repelled. Ugh, God, needy, get away, right?
Wow.
This project, I knew it was spirit-led and guided, and that if they were a match, they would say yes, and I had no attachment to whether they said yes or not.
Yes.
My energy was different, which made it yummy to them.
Ooh.
Right? They're just like, ooh, I want to get involved in this. Ooh, I
love
what you're doing. You just want to help people discover their life purpose. Yeah,
yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Wow.
So big shift, right?
Yes, huge shift, right.
And the most important in that S-A-L, sit, ask, listen, is the listen part. Because we sit and we ask, and then we get up and get out into the noise, like you and I were talking about earlier.
That's right.
But sit, ask, and listen, even if you have to get up and go out,
yes,
you're still listening.
Yes.
That's the fine tune.
Oh, that's
dial.
Great.
You're like, just keep asking the question, even if you're at work. Keep
right.
asking the question if you're driving.
Oh, my gosh.
And then get quiet and mm-hmm. wait and wait and wait, knowing that sooner or later, you're going to hear you go like this. And when you do that, that's it. That's the answer. Write it down. Do that thing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so cool because, I mean, I've read and listened to and been to, you know, people who are amazing and a lot of people from What the Bleep, you know, movie I've interviewed and met with
yeah.
and things like that. And it's really cool because it's basically the same information. However, the element that you added, which blows me away, is just go on about your day if you need to, but keep listening. Know that you're in tune because I think what a lot of people do is I'm going to meditate and set the tone of my day in the morning. So they, you know, they go into that place and
yeah.
they shoo, get rid of the ego and they're just being and then, in their one. And then they get back into the, I'm going to get my coffee and get on the freeway or whatever it is. And
that's
it's,
a, and,
boom.
That, and that blocks people that,
yeah.
that aren't meditators,
right?
That have resistance.
Yeah.
That's a block. Like
oh, yeah.
They will not get the answer as long as they're sitting there going, struggling.
Right.
Right. So it's
exactly.
like, okay, I'm going to sit down, take a few breaths, ask the question. Now I need to get up and go into my everyday life. But
yes.
let me do that listening.
Ah,
yeah.
No, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I just love that. So you're not actually, like you said, you're kind of tune in the dial. You're not tuned out.
Yeah.
You know, you're still right there,
right.
you know, at, you know, 97.1 or whatever it is. You know, you're right there on that frequency
yeah.
and you're where you're supposed to be. And you're just kind of, you're not waiting, you know, you're not needy. You're just allowing. That's one of my favorite words is sort of allowing whatever
yeah.
you need to learn to come through, you know, so that's
yeah,
lovely.
So the law of allowing, you got it.
Mm, that's beautiful. And so you do share so many wonderful experiences in your life and some of the guidance that you received from listening to your angel. And I know at one time, you know, you mentioned a little bit, or, ooh, we got an email. I wanted to share this with you. okay. I won't give her name. She says, Keith, wonderful to listen to you. You're amazing. I'm going to get your book. But what are you talking about when you say we have a predetermined expiration date? Well, that, you know, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I remember even when my wife was like, what? What are
right.
you talking about?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So meaning before we came,
right.
we were energy. We were pure energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I love to describe it is it was like heart music and light and all good all the time. And
okay.
that's all we had.
Right.
Everything is beautiful. Everything's good. Everything is love. Everything is light.
Mm.
It's unconditional love. And we're bored out of our minds.
Right.
So we said, how can I play in a different way? Ooh,
yeah.
ooh, maybe I'll go down into one of those bodies. Right?
Yep.
and so let me think about how I'll do that. And how am I going to play while I'm there? And what are the experiences that I want to experience? Well,
mm-hmm.
everything. I want to experience love. I want to experience hate. I want to experience good. I want to experience what they call bad. I
mm-hmm.
want it all because it's
yeah.
just all good all the time.
Yes.
And I want to do it for this amount of time.
Mm, okay.
And so I believe that we know before we come here how long we'll be here.
Wow.
We know what our journey is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We know who we're going to meet. We know all of the things that we're living and experiencing now, and especially when we're going to, for lack of words, move over back over and merge into the one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And so when I say predetermined expiration date, our angels are in tune with that. They
mm-hmm.
know how long we agreed to be here. And it's not like the old days, back in the old days when, you know, your chances of dying before your time was getting
right.
hit by a covered wagon or
yeah,
getting
exactly.
in a gunfight.
Right.
right. There are so many moving parts now, planes, trains, automobiles, gangs, you know,
right,
there's so
exactly.
many different things. And
yeah.
so they're on alert.
Yes.
They're on double time. They're like never sleeping, trying to keep us from, you know, like, no, zig, zag, you know, make a left. And they're doing everything they can to intervene to make sure that we are here for the time that we agreed to be here.
Yes.
And on those times when they just miss the mark and something
yes.
happens that would take you out before your time.
Right.
That's the stories that we hear.
Yes.
Mom lifts car off of baby. Right. How does that happen?
Yes.
Me falling over a cliff and having somebody grab my hand at the last second
oh
and pull
my
me
God.
Back up.
Yes,
like,
that story.
Like so those seeming miracles. Right. You drove like Mario Andretti to avoid an accident on the freeway, and you were like, I do not know how to drive like that. Mm. How did that happen? Right? Those interventions are when angels like step in and go and make something happen.
Right.
To keep us here. So that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Predetermined expiration date.
Well, you know, that's amazing. You know, I mean, I think if everybody sort of looks back and says, wow, I did almost miss that bus that was going to hit me. Or so, you know, if you look back in your life, anything out there sort of guiding me to allow me to learn the lessons I need to learn. I guess that's what you're saying, is that, you know, there are certain experiences.
And I believe mm-hmm. specifically that the reason that my earthbound angel taught me about that piece, mm-hmm. predetermined expiration date, kind of goes back to what you were talking about when people mm-hmm. get sick.
Yeah.
It's to help me wrap my mind around when I lost people that
right.
I love.
Right.
Because loss is still to this day the hardest thing for me.
Yes.
I love my family. I love my friends. I get attached to mm-hmm. people. And when they go away, I get it hurts. You
oh,
know?
Gosh, yeah.
And then I remember, and I have that piece where he taught me.
Yes.
They knew exactly how long they were going to be here. They agreed to that. They lived their purpose
right.
exactly the way that they said, even if it looked like this.
Yes.
You have to be okay with that. You have to know.
Yeah.
And if you try to hold on to them mm-hmm. and keep them here past that time, that is their time,
right.
even if it's after they've passed, you know, let them come to you after they've passed if they want
okay.
to come back and be by your side and help you. Don't let it be because you kept them.
They
need to get on to bigger and greater things.
Right.
You know, I remember Daniel Brinkley told me that on stage when I was asking him about my sister. And,
right.
and I love her so much, and I don't want to let her go. And
I know.
Like, let that girl move on. She'll come back when it's time. But
right,
right now, she needs to move on.
Wow, do I love that.
All right.
You know, so we can't do our evocation, you know, like sitting around the crystal ball with the Ouija board saying, please, Mom, come back and talk to me. It's like, no, you know what? She's not coming back until she's ready to come back. So we can ask her all we want, but she's, you know, they'll come on down when they're ready, right? Or not.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with asking.
No.
Because it isn't very asking, like, they can see right in, and then they mm-hmm. can still be where they need to be also.
Yeah.
But he was, he said that mostly for me.
Yes.
You know, because I need to let her go.
Sure.
I need to be okay with her passing.
Aww.
So when he said it so, like, let that girl go, and, like, I felt embarrassed on stage, you know? I was just like, in front of God and everybody, he's like, let that girl go. And when I looked at it later, I was like, oh, no.
That's beautiful. Oh my gosh, that's lovely. You know, Keith, I could talk to you for hours, as probably everyone else could. our time's almost up. So I just have so many more questions for you. But the really important question is, how can people find out more about you and pick up your latest book, Walking with My Angels, A True Story?
If you go to walkingwithmyangelsbook.com, mm-hmm. so the
go.
Title and then book after it .com, I actually have a page there where you can go from there to Amazon to get the book, but then you can come back and put in your order number.
Yay.
And get $620 worth of free gifts from
wow.
a lot of the people that whose names you've been mentioning.
Yes.
So Joe Vitale and Marcy Shimoff and from me.
Yeah.
And so you get all these free gifts just for purchasing a book, which I just wanted to do that. I wanted to give you not just the book, but support and tips and tools to go with it. And then if you go to beyondbeliefbooks.com, that tells you about the book and other support products that we have that can support you. And then it tells you all about us.
Mm.
And ultimately, if you want to do your due diligence on this mm-hmm. angel guy, you know, just type in Keith Leonis to Google, and I'm not hiding. You can find a bunch of different ways to read more and find out more. Just type Keith Leon S into Google.
Yeah, great. Keith, thank you so much
yeah.
for sharing your story with us and coming on the air today. It's such a pleasure.
It's my terrific. Pleasure to be here on the couch.
Lovely, lovely. Again, the book, folks, Walking with My Angels, A True Story, Keith Leon S. And blessings to you, my dear. Thank you so much for being such an inspiration to everyone and giving me the opportunity to share this information today.
You're welcome. Thank you. You make a difference
to
everyone listening right now.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take good care now. Bye-bye. All right, folks. Gee, I wish I had more time. That's what I always say, though, when I have amazing guests like Keith Leon S. The show will be up in the archives as soon as we get off the air. The content information will be up tomorrow on my webpage here on latalkradio.com. And also, all of the shows are free on iTunes podcasts on the couch with Dr. Michelle. As I always say, take good care of yourself first. And then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Have a good week. And I'll be back next Friday at 11 in the morning, Pacific time. Bye-bye now.